a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
The clock is ticking. I think there's probably a lot of tenants, renters who are nervous right now, who are about to potentially get evicted from their apartments or the house they're renting. Why? Well, because that federal moratorium on evictions is about to expire, Dave. It's about a month out from expiration. And I don't know what this means for everyone, but I have a feeling what it means for a lot of folks is bad news.
Yeah, according to the Deseret News, half of Utahns think that there should be a pause on evictions,
okay,
which there is. But the other half, they're not so sure. They either don't know or they're full on. No, there should not be a pause on these evictions. Now, we have some pretty different views on this, Debbie. And I mean, we both see each other's side, right? But I have a big concern for the landlord. You know, the landlord that owns the home, he's renting it out. Well, if the tenant can't pay their rent, well, that landlord, he still has a mortgage to pay for, so it's just passing the problem down the line.
We're totally on opposite sides of this. I'm looking forward to discussing this for the next 30 minutes with you. In fact, we're going to be taking phone calls in 30 minutes from now as well from people who are affected by this directly. My position is this. I want that moratorium on evictions extended. There are still a lot of families who are hurting. How do we know this? Well, Congress is getting ready to pass another stimulus package, a massive one. $1,400 per person. A couple gets $2,800. A family of four gets what? Is that $5,600? People are still hurting. Our political leaders believe that either, you know, people need the money, either they're still unemployed or they're underemployed, Dave. How many jobs are people taking to just afford food, let alone rent? So we need a little bit more time, don't we?
Yeah.
Or don't they? It's not you and I right now.
Well, the problem is, what's the fix? Like, do we just not evict people forever? Like, is it just wrong to tell people that, I'm sorry, you're going to have to figure out a way to come up with your rent payment? As a landlord, that's not my problem. And that's not even heartless to say, listen, not my problem. I just need my check by the end of the month.
Soulless maybe, but not heartless. David doesn't have a soul. The state of Utah does not have a statewide eviction ban. They don't have a statewide ban on this. We did early on in the pandemic. So you're thinking, I'm so confused by this, because that's how I felt this morning when we came in to start talking about this. I was, what ban is in place? And no, the state doesn't have one. The feds have one. Has it been extended? Yes, several times. Does it expire soon? Yes, March 31st. The clock is ticking, as I said. It doesn't give everyone a pass, Dave. It does not. So let's go through this before we get to our live interview with an expert on this issue. You have to be showing your best efforts to obtain some sort of government assistance.
Okay.
So there's government assistance involved in this, right? I mean,
yeah.
Here we are again, government assistance. You have to be able to show your landlord that you cannot afford full rent because you've lost a lot of income. All right?
Okay. You have to prove that.
You also have to make you got to try to make partial payments, Dave. So I don't think it's that if your rent is $1,200 a month and you're just skipping out on $1,200 a month. No, you have to try to make some payment. So you've maybe arranged a payment plan with your landlord?
Yeah.
And you also have to show this, Dave, and this is where the heartless, soulless part comes in, that you would become homeless if you were evicted.
Well, it's even farther than that. It's like if you're homeless or you'd have to move into a shared living setting. So if you'd have to move in with a family member, then you could not be evicted. Well, let's jump out to the line right now. Paul Smith, Executive Director with the Utah Apartment Association. Paul, give us an idea right now with the pause on evictions that we have. What's going on with the landlords?
Well, thanks, guys, for reaching out. I appreciate you dealing with this subject. It is a delicate subject, but as I first saw that Deseret News article about the poll of what Utahns thought, I wondered how many Utahns would think you should give groceries or gas away for free during a pandemic, too. Probably about the same amount. The reality is landlords have been superheroes in this crisis. We were the ones last March that went to the governor and said we need to impose a state eviction moratorium for 45 days so that government assistance can get flowing. And it worked. Here's what's happened since then. Evictions are down 40%, and they're down for two reasons. Number one, because despite the pandemic, with all of this money that was stimulated in the economy, the extra unemployment, the stimulus check, the rental assistance, there was $25 million in rental assistance paid to landlord last year. All that money helped renters in Utah pay the rent, and we were within 1% of a normal year in rental collection. So that's the number one reason that evictions are down 40%. Number two is we do have a federal eviction moratorium, so we don't need a state one. As you mentioned, the federal one does require people to pay partial payments to communicate and work with the landlord. But when they do, they also will apply for rental assistance. And landlords can help them apply for rental assistance, too, by the way. There's $213 million this year in rental assistance. So there's just no excuse in any renter not applying for and getting rental assistance in this crisis.
Paul Smith.
It shouldn't have to be, like Dave mentions, the landlord's responsibility.
Paul Smith is the executive director of the Utah Apartment Association. So we know that the eviction ban is in place at the federal level. Should it stay there, Paul? Should it stay in place?
I wouldn't have a problem with that. And President Biden has indicated that his plan is to extend it through September. Remember, this is not a legislative. This is an administrative policy. So he can do that just with the stroke of a pen. So we support that. What we're finding is that there are still evictions going on because tenants are freezing up. So my plea to tenants is communicate with your landlord. Establish a partial payment because evictions are still going through if you ignore this process. But if you can go into court and say, hey, I've got a payment program with the landlord. I'm paying a portion. I've applied for this $213 million in rental assistance. And by the way, the state of Utah is just doing a wonderful job at distributing that. Then you're not going to be evicted. It's only people who flat out ignore and make it the landlord's responsibility who are getting evicted.
Paul, you touched on something where you said landlords could help the renters. Will you expand on that a little bit, help them apply?
Absolutely. We convinced the state to establish what's called the LHAP, or Landlord Housing Assistance Payment Program. And if you just go to your landlord and say, hey, I need help, your landlord can collect the data that's necessary and make an application, and the check will go directly to the landlord. Now, the federal government has already sent $213 million to the state of Utah. Yesterday, they released the rules of the program, and the state of Utah says by March 1, sometime between March 1 and March 8, the new portal for landlords will be online, and landlords can just log into this portal, and they can get up to 9 months back rent and up to 3 months future rent on anybody that makes less than 80% of the median annual income in the state of Utah. It's really easy. Landlords already have, I think, get $15 million through the program last year. They're good at it. So don't ignore it. Let your landlord help you.
Paul Smith, thank you so much for joining us. A huge number right there, Debbie. He said in Utah, evictions are down 40%.
Well, I heard him also say that the Apartment Association is on Team Deb.
Win.
Extend the moratorium to September. give these folks a chance to catch up financially. Hey, if you're one of these folks facing eviction, and you just heard that buzzword in that interview, or buzzwords, back rent, you owe back rent. Maybe you don't fit in that wage category that Paul Smith was just referring to. We've got a housing attorney on the line straight ahead to give us some tips on what you can do to save yourself financially.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
We're talking about this ban on evictions. If you're a tenant, this is all about you right now. We know that the federal moratorium goes away on March 31st. Goes off into the sunset. But there's talk back in D.C. about President Biden extending that till September. My very clear take on that is, why not? Why not extend it to September? Let's not toss people out on the streets if they haven't found employment yet, or they're underemployed because they haven't found a job that, well, that, you know, gets them back up to the wages that they were earning before the pandemic.
And Debbie, one of my biggest concerns was, okay, sure, let's not toss anyone out on the street, but what about the landlords? What about those guys and gals that are trying to battle through this as well? And we just had Paul Smith on, who's with the Utah Apartments Association, and he said that we're within 1% of normal rental collections. 1%. That is incredible. And the reason we're within 1% is because there's been so much government money. In fact, 40 million Americans have had to use, on some level, this protection, this eviction moratorium protection. 40 million Americans. That's a massive number.
Now, before we get to our live guest, our interview about what to do if, for example, if this eviction moratorium goes away, are you going to owe all kinds of back rent? There's been talk about that. We're going to get an attorney on the line in a moment. But Dave, you and I wondered before the show, you know, if we were in a situation where we needed rental assistance, how easy would it be to find it? And you Googled it. What'd you find?
I saw that on the coronavirus website, coronavirus.utah.gov, they actually have a little tab that will walk you through many of your options. It's rentrelief.utah.gov, rent relief.
How much relief?
What it says is you can get, renters can get up to $2,000 per month in help. That actually covers some utilities. It covers rental payments. You just have to call in and apply and look into it, but they'll walk you through this process.
We really did our homework for this discussion because we also called up June Hyatt. She's with Utah Renters Together. She's been on the show before. We just recorded an interview with her because we also want to get to this attorney and do ask him some questions live in a moment. And she mentioned to us that there is a long list of concerns. I mean, you can imagine. You can imagine what people are going through. This is their home. So for those who are facing eviction right now, yeah, it's tough, right, June?
You've got renters trying to find new places to live that they can afford. You've got landlords who've got bills that are now delayed because they're not getting the income that they need because there's a moratorium. And you've got renters who are figuring out, okay, if I continue to live here and not pay rent, how am I going to pay this back rent?
We wanted to reach out to a housing attorney. His name's Marcus Dean, Utah Legal Services. Marcus, thank you so much for joining us. I think a lot of people...
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are kind of in this panic mode that, well, what happens if the federal moratorium on evictions ends, you know, in the next month or so? Can you give us an idea what happens and what that future looks like?
Well, I think the short answer is that that future would look quite grim for the clients that Utah Legal Services provides services for with respect to housing matters. One thing I do want to make sure I drive home, there's earlier reference to the ongoing, the language used was eviction ban. And I just want to make sure that, your audience is very, very clear about something. Evictions are still going on and can still continue. Mm-hmm. The current eviction moratorium is limited only to evictions for non-payment. A landlord can still evict for things like breaking the rules, committing a crime on the property, or if a person is at the end of their lease term or as a month-to-month tenant, they are absolutely still subject to being evicted if the landlord so chooses. As to the great raft of non-payment issues out there, the short version is that if the eviction moratorium expires at the end of March 31st, it is quite likely that there is going to be, in our professional estimation, quite an increase in evictions because there's a whole lot of landlords who haven't been paid. And the law in Utah treats payment of rent as a strict liability matter. No excuses.
Marcus Deegan is the Utah with the Utah Legal Services. He's a housing attorney, an expert on this. So, Marcus, I'm wondering about that back rent. I would imagine if you're paying $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month, whatever the amount is, the number of months that have gone unpaid or they paid, maybe the tenants paid a portion of it, is really stacking up. Is there some relief in sight for tenants when it comes to owing this back rent?
There is some relief available, yes. And in fact, you goodly hosts already put the cart before the horse in that regard. There is this resource being administered. There's the coronavirus.utah.gov. And I want to direct people mainly to their local community action affiliates. The coronavirus.utah.gov website does list out the specific community action or other local government affiliates who are distributing these funds. There's also, I believe, been some talk of trying to centralize these fund disbursements into a single unified distribution network directly through Department of Workforce Services. I do not know the status of that project. So for now, people should be assuming that they need to be contacting their local community action or other local government affiliate who is listed on the coronavirus.utah.gov. Website where they can apply for these rent assistance funds.
Is it a couple thousand bucks a month? I mean, just generally, how much is it?
Well, so in fact, I had not seen this until I looked at the website myself just this morning. It is currently listing that they're available to be able to provide help of an amount of $2,000 per month. To the best of my knowledge, there is no limit on the number of months with which they will provide help. But I obviously I'm not an employee of those government arms, yeah. So I do not know the exact ins and outs. And I should say that this is a kind of a constantly moving target because we are looking at the expenditure of both funds from the original CARES Act passed almost a year ago now, expenditures of the additional funds that were signed off on at the very tail end of the last presidential administration, as well as the passage of the new incoming funds from the current administration and Congress. So the way that those funds get distributed, what amounts are made available to who, is still very much a matter in process, and local governments, state and local governments, are still working on figuring out exactly protocols and criteria.
Marcus, I've got about 30 seconds, but I want to get this in, and I think you kind of touched on it a little bit, but I mean, with all the money that we're receiving, whether it's the unemployment benefits, stimulus checks, the extra $300 a week from federal government, does this have to go to rent, or is there a legal obligation that all this money you're receiving, it has to go to rent or a portion of it?
Not formally speaking. Individuals who are wanting to avail themselves of the current eviction moratorium, first off, it's very important to emphasize that the current moratorium is not automatic. You have to give a moratorium statement, or sometimes called a moratorium declaration, to your landlord in order to be protected by that moratorium. And in that statement, you're making a series of several promises about the applicability of that moratorium to you, including a promise that you are trying to pay as much of rent as you can. There are no other criteria attached to that. So if a person gets all manner of different payments from the federal or state or local government, and they just have other bills that are pressing them that much more urgently than rent, which it may be hard to believe that that is the case, but that is, in fact, a common matter that we see within our clients. There is no necessary obligation that if they fail to remit any of that money to the landlord, they therefore are in violation of the moratorium or are subject to eviction based on a violation of that declaration.
And then they're no longer protected. If they can't prove that. Well, Marcus, I'm sorry. We got to run. We have we got to pay some bills, I guess, ourselves. So we appreciate your insight on this. And I think a lot of people are really interested in figuring out what to do. Remember, rentrelief.utah.gov is a great website to guide you through this.
Dave and DeGenevieve. A new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and DeGenevieve.
There is a deadline looming regarding this evictions moratorium. You've lost your job in the pandemic. You've been somewhat protected against losing your home if you're renting it. That ban or that eviction moratorium is set to expire in just a few weeks. So Dave and I have been diving into this discussion. We've interviewed the landlords, which is the apartment association. We've interviewed an attorney who knows all about a tenant's rights. And Dave, I haven't heard one thing to suggest, including the landlords, that I'm not right in this discussion. I'm right.
You can take some victory on this. Yeah. I was a little surprised to hear that the Landlords Association was in favor of preventing the evictions. But the caveat and the hook there is there's been a ton of money, a ton of state money, a ton of federal money that has been set aside to give people a little cushion. And in fact, that cushion is more than working. In fact, evictions this year are down 40%. Rent collections are within 1% of last year. Mm-hmm. So it is working. All this federal money that has just been poured into the economy is being used largely to pay for rents.
So Team Deb, for sake of this argument and phone calls, is that we extend this moratorium on yes. evictions. And we extend it until, oh, you said yes. Does that mean that's also you're now on Team Deb? We extend it until September, which is what they're discussing right now back in Washington, D.C. And this is something President Biden could do without the approval of Congress. So we're Team Dave. He's on the other side of this. He said, no, it's time for people to get back to paying. Actually, I'll let you talk for yourself in a moment. But I want to give out that phone number, 801-575-TALK, to weigh in and pick a side. It's either Team Deb or Team Dave on this. What's your team motto here?
This is the problem I have with the eviction ban and why I would be in favor of getting rid of the eviction ban. Now, when you're looking at what's happened over the past year, there's no question the world has been turned on its ear. Mm-hmm. But we have the vaccines. We have people getting back to work. We have a lot of things that are going in the right direction. We can't just keep pushing this off and pushing it down the road because you're asking landlords essentially and eventually to carry the burden of the loan, right? If I don't pay my rent, sure, that you protect me, but who protects the landlord?
But
the one that actually is in charge of building the house or carrying a mortgage on it.
Okay. We had Paul Smith on the line with the Apartment Association, also known as the Landlords. And he said that there is now a new amount of money set aside in a portal for landlords to get on and collect any back rent that hasn't been collected. So is that good enough for now? Is that good enough for now? Are you just like, no more government assistance in this?
Well, the problem is eventually, Debbie, the money's going to run out. I mean, the money is going to run out. We're looking at a historic amount of stimulus checks that have been handed out, like literal cash into your mm-hmm. pockets, breaks, government assistance programs. Not only are you dealing with some unemployment insurance payments of maybe $600 a week, but the federal government stepped in and started paying $600 additional dollars. Now that's been reduced to $300, but the latest Joe Biden stimulus plan raises that up to $400. So you're talking about thousands of dollars a month.
Were you surprised when Attorney Marcus Deegan was on with us, and he knows all about, you know, tenants' rights, that he said you don't have to designate any of your stimulus money, any of it. If you get a check, I don't know, that gift card you got, you do not have to give that to your landlord.
Yeah, it's interesting. We call it a moratorium or an eviction ban, but he said, listen, you can still evict people for other reasons. What you can't do is say, oh, you got hit hard with the coronavirus in your family, or you lost your job because of COVID. You can't evict that person. And even that person has to hit certain criteria.
We're getting calls now at 801-575-TALK. Are you on Team Deb, Jeff, from Salt Lake City?
I'm not on Team Deb, but I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. And so maybe this will be a different perspective. I'm enjoying what you're talking about. But here's how what I've found. COVID will give people an excuse to not pay their rent. They do what they need to do to satisfy the, hey, I'm trying, I'm going through the motions. They'll talk to resources where they're assigned a caseworker, and then they won't follow through. There's those that legitimately use the resources, so the resources will always be there. Yes, the moratorium is there, but you still have the right, as Dave said, to evict people for noncompliance, not trying to go through the motions of receiving assistance. But of the five locations that I'm an offsite manager for, I'm working with probably a little over a dozen. I don't want to give you the full amount because you'd probably, well, I'll just say it, 14 people in the different locations I'm at that are working hard right now trying to get assistance, going through caseworkers. It takes time and effort on their part, but the workload that it has created on our part, the expense that goes in of the extra hours and time and resources are in to comply with what needs to be done to help them get resources, and it's a payment-type system. Sometimes they're receiving a month. Sometimes they're receiving more than 1 month, depending on their needs. But what you're dealing with also, which is a sidebar, is you have those that you rent to, that this has given them a whole new avenue to say, okay, I don't have to pay rent. I'll go through the motions. I'll play the game. And by law, I can't evict them if they're doing that. But then it ends up, okay, well, I'm not going to do it. You wait. Literally, they can wait and stall it for a month. Then it goes in where they can reapply, depending on which resource they're obtaining assistance from. And so it takes forever to evict them. It has taken me since last September to finally evict somebody this past month. And I had to get a judgment on it through the judge signatures. I had to hire an attorney. And, yeah, it could be thrown over on them to collect. But this person already knows what they're doing, and I guarantee you they have a crap load of stuff where they're trying to get people to get them anyway. And so it's both sides of the story. So I'm going to side with Dave just for the simple fact, if it ends, you take away the option of people that want to abuse the system, because the system is set up for assistance, and they're out there. And those that want to do what they're supposed to do and have pride in themselves in doing things that's right, they need help, and they're searching for help. And so, therefore, we're helping them make payments. We're giving them a break. But the amount of backlog and the work that goes into helping is not just an easy, here's a signature. It's 14 different documents you're sending out, and you have to do it.
Wow.
Jeff, thank you. Thanks for the call, and really gives you an insight, Debbie.
It's
not so cut and dried. And when you look at it from the landlord's point of view, when they can just make a timely partial payment, well, that doesn't necessarily cover my expenses and the time and effort that I as a landlord have to go through. And if I have multiple properties, then that's just compounded. And that's why I think we want to be understanding. We want to give people some help. But at some point, we're going to have to just say, folks, we cannot carry this burden for you. Just like we can't be in charge of buying all your groceries and putting gas in your tank and paying your rent, you're going to have to be self-sufficient, and the time is now.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.